A court in Sheffield in the United Kingdom has heard the case of 18 people, including a group of Czech and Slovak women, who were part of a sham marriage ring. Between 2009 and 2011, the gang paid the sham brides to fly to Pakistan, where fake marriages were arranged for them so that their husbands could apply for UK visas. The court has found guilty 7 members of the gang. Another 11 are awaiting the verdict, while the 2 main organisers are on the run. I discussed the case with UK-based Czech journalist Jan Yoon.
The whole group apparently comes from the Yorkshire town of Rotherham, which is close to Sheffield. That's why the case has been taking place at the Sheffield Crown Court. The women's role basically was to go to Pakistan to be well paid for it and get married, allegedly, to Pakistani men who were interested in coming into the UK because as spouses of citizens of one country of the European Union, they would be entitled to seek residence and maybe later citizenship of any European Union country. This actually involved some 62 fraudulent visa applications, but they lived at all kinds of different addresses, but most of them, as I say, came from various Yorkshire locations in Rotherham and nearby.
The trial with these people has already taken place, as you said, at the Sheffield Crown Court. So what sentences are the women facing?
Well, it's not quite clear because, as you have mentioned, the situation actually is that out of the whole group of 18 people, only 7 of them actually have been found guilty after trials. And the actual accusation was that they were assisting in unlawful immigration to the UK. And it took place between January of 2009 and December of 2011. So it wasn't just a short stint of a group trying to commit these criminal acts. As to what they face, there could be prison sentences, definitely. There is no way that they would be let out. But as to the length, I think that in similar cases in the past, those were sentences of, several years.
Well, the issue of illegal immigration is very sensitive, of course, in the UK. Has the case attracted a lot of media attention? And perhaps have there been calls to tighten the rules even for EU citizens to come to the UK because of these cases?
Well, as far as I am aware, the cases have not attracted that much attention. They have been mentioned in several daily newspapers, but not in very prominent positions. Only, for example, the Daily Mail newspaper did a longer feature on them. The main problem being that the whole case has been kept under wraps for a long time by the British immigration authorities, apparently, because there have been several other similar scams in the past, and the authorities have been worried that something else may be going on at the present moment somewhere else.
I was talking there to UK-based journalist Jan Yoon.